Good morning. It's Tuesday, May 4th. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the COIN Podcast Network. Today, Oregon Governor Kate Brown is expected to announce an update to the county risk levels across the state. Last week, 15 counties, including Multnomah, Clackamas, and Marion, were moved into the extreme risk category. Those restrictions went into effect last Friday. Any updates announced today would go into effect this Friday. Washington State Governor Jay Inslee is also expected to announce an update on COVID-19 restrictions. More than a dozen counties in Washington, including Lewis, Yakima, King, and Snohomish, are at risk of moving back to Phase 2 reopening guidelines. We'll continue to update you on air and on COIN.com as those announcements are made. The FDA will reportedly allow children as young as 12 to receive Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. Under the current rules, vaccine recipients must be at least 16 years old. The expanded authorization is expected to be announced sometime within the next week. Multiple people are dead after severe storm systems spawning several tornadoes move through the southeast. One victim was a 60-year-old man in Georgia whose SUV was crushed by a falling tree. The National Storm Prediction Center says there's more to come, with about 11 million people at risk of seeing some more severe weather today. President Biden has increased the refugee admissions cap. Biden had previously said the number would not change, but faced backlash from refugee resettlement groups and Democratic lawmakers. The cap is now set for more than 62,000 for the fiscal year. The Trump administration's annual limit was capped at 15,000. At least 23 people were killed and about 70 others hurt after an overpass in Mexico City collapsed with a metro train car on it. Crews have been working overnight to try and free people from the wreckage. Be sure to check out all the great content on the COIN Podcast Network by visiting COIN.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.